Are you a grower with recent pH problems?
Whoa.
This kind of sounds like a pharmaceutical commercial, Scotty, eh?
But hold it, does.
Hold it.
pH problems. Oh, you got it, really. O-P-H. I don't know, man. We'll get Grambo, you can make a jingle for Big Pharma, right?
I'll work.
No, man, I don't know. Do you really have to worry about pH? I'm sitting here, the guy always saying, no, you sure don't, man. But there's reasons why I say that. And there's reasons why people say that you should pH. So let's get into them. We're both right.
Into it. Terp King starting the conversation here off of dudegrows.com. Got a grower question up. Any of y'all can get a grower question up with invite code strain dependent if you need it. But this is, I love this. It's very simple. Do I trust pH meters or general hydroponic test drops? Those are just manual, like a pool test kit. We're looking at an image here of one pH meter that says 7.1 and another pH meter that says 8.3. And the same solution that used to drive me crazy. Then I'd have to go back and forth, like, okay, let's calibrate this at 4.0. Let's calibrate it at 7.0.
Well, tell them that really quick. Tell them that there's two calibration fluids, man.
You have to have your 4 and your 7. So you have your high and low range so you can have the pen accurate within that range. There's even another one up at 10, but we're not testing pHs of solutions typically that high. You don't need to calibrate it at that. And that's something that's supposed to be done per most manufacturers, probably on a once every couple of week basis. And in between that, your probe should be stored in a storage solution, so your probe does not dry out. All this sounds like a slight headache, right?
Yeah. Remember, you ever Mr. Cotta? Oh, Mr. Cotta, Mr. Cotta. No? You're too young, Grambo?
No, I
drops.
Up your nose.
I got one answer. Right, there you go, man. Those GH drops, they're $8-$10. You drop 3 drops in there and you get that color and you say, hey, man, I'm in range. That color is between 6.0 and 6.5 right there. So, you know, and that that's a chemical reaction, man. That's your answer. That's what I use.
Or test strips. Test strips, you just dip in the only time. So if you're an organic grower or you're mixing up something in a solution that's going to get it really discolored and murky, sometimes the test drops or test strips might not work out that well. Like if you're watering an organic funk and it turns it like brown river water.
Yes.
Maestro, shout out, right, buddy. pH meters are a waste of money. Never trust digital shit in your grow. I love it. Always have an analog way to check important valuables or variables like pH, temperature, and humidity. The drops don't lie.
Will you find me an old mic that I can just drop when
Maestro's breaking all of our mics, man. He's just dropping mics.
When Micro just drops the science, I just want to be able to drop a mic that just says science on it, all right?
Well, so let's look at the chart. Show the chart.
Yeah, do me a favor. We talk about pH not mattering, and it certainly does matter with regards to your plants absorbing nutrients. And here you go. This is nutrient availability by pH level. You can see that there's a sweet spot in there between 6 and 7 where most of the nutrients are absorbed really well. It looks like as you go down, if you're right at about 6, your phosphorus is not being absorbed well. Your magnesium is not being absorbed as well. And you see what they're doing, right? They're just they take a line and it's going right through it.
Well, this is something that's taken into consideration more. I think if you're going to get into it, I'll jump on the shark here, whatever they say, jumping the gun. With inert media, hydro, the place that was where we're not going to have microbes helping us out unless you bring them into the situation.
Well, you are jumping the gun a little bit, sir, but you are right, man. This is the appropriate time. The reason I say pH doesn't matter, it doesn't matter in your soil. Where it really matters is in the rhizosphere, where the roots are touching the soil. In that little area right there, the pH there matters. Ooh, look at you, Grambo. Man, I was hanging out drinking coffee this morning. I saw this thing. I was like, almost gave me a choke. Look at that, though, man. That is the rhizosphere right there. That is where the root meets the soil. There's the root hair going out. Where that yellow line is right there, that's where it matters, man. That's the only place your pH matters. So if you're spending a fortune pH into runoff and testing your runoff, it ain't the same as what's going on there, man.
It's pretty hard to get an accurate reading there. Blue Lab does have a probe. There's a few other companies.
Probe all you want, yeah, man. That you ain't probing that 1/20th of an inch, man.
And plus, it's a probe that you stick into the root zone, which kind of irks me out a little bit because I know I'm going to be feeling some turgid roots breaking, if you will, as I push the probe through the rhizosphere. But yeah, I hear you. It's a very minute space, small space.
He said turgid probe. Pushing a turgid probe, man. I'm out.
Well, with all this vascular tissue.
Hey, do me a favor. I just did a Google search. I was thinking about all the pH pens and then all the pH up and down that's overpriced, you know, just simple chemical. And I Grambo, see if it'll work. That pH products hydroponics right there. It was just a Google search I did for it. And just look at all the stuff that comes up, all the products. You can even scroll down, but there's pH meters and there's pH dosers. There's pH up and down. There's pH perfect nutrients. There is all sorts of pH calibration fluid. There's a whole bunch of stuff that they made, the hydroponics industry made to regulate pH. And by the way, that's because the hydroponics, there's no soil. So the rhizosphere is where that water meets the root. So there's nothing there. And so that's why your pH better be perfect. In a hydro, pH matters a bunch, man. If you ain't growing with microbes, if your microbes aren't colonizing that root zone, then pH matters a bunch.
Where's my mic? Fun fact, right? This stuff is so cool because we have limited understanding still of, you know, everything microbes are doing, whether it's in our root zone, are in our guts or on our hands. I was hearing like a fun fact from back in the day, this cat, he was like the first doctor to recommend hand washing and they like almost laughed him out of the room. Ignaz Semmelweis. And he's like, no, well, you guys should probably wash your hands because doctors were going from autopsy room, literally the autopsy room to go deliver babies. And they don't wash their hands in between because back then they didn't even, like, what do you mean? We're here for us. We can't see these.
I was talking to High C about this morning, and it's crazy that, like, when I was a kid, I had my great-grandfather, and he would tell me, like, the world he lived in. And it was like the world before microbes, just a couple generations ago. All this stuff is so new. Grambo,
yeah,
it's all speeding up here towards the end, isn't it?
I remember the story of the guy. He scraped the gunk off his teeth and he looked at it under a microscope and there was monster.
Oh yeah, who was that? You're right.
Must of that have blown his mind.
That guy was a freak too, man. I can't remember. That was like the 10th weirdest thing he had done. Right. I think we did good, right?
You mean like there's more, not any more information to be had?
No, man. I think I actually explained it, man. I think I understand why you would need it in hydro and deep water culture. You would certainly need your pH because there's no buffer.
Take me to school, though. Let's talk about, you know, you got Real Growers Research, these microbes, the actual work the microbes do and their relationship like with the roots. It's pretty amazing how they work together.
They can secrete acids. They can change the microbes that are hanging out right on those root hairs, right in that rhizosphere, are able to work with the roots and change their pH in order to what's good. Because don't forget, the microbes feed on sugar. That's why there's molasses in Recharge. You can't make sugar. The plant makes sugar by pumping these nutrients and water up to the leaves, makes glucose and then pumps a little bit of it down, uses most of it for growth. 10-15% goes back down to feed the microbe population. It's a symbiosis. The microbes need sugar that it can't make. And then the plant needs nutrients that it can't make itself. That's where that symbiosis comes from. It's neat, man.
There's so many of those relationships in nature. Super cool. Yeah, that they understand that. There's, I don't know how many different types of living things within the root zone and then the plant itself.
Sorry, man. I was just looking. I was asking, I was Googling this morning, like how to explain, you know, this kind of stuff about the rhizosphere and whatnot. And then I found this article and it was just, can I read it? Can I read you a paragraph of it?
Yeah. What did you ask? Is this from ChatGPT?
No, this was an article I found, man. It's plants respond to nutrient deficiency by altering root morphology, recruiting the help of microorganisms, and changing the chemical environment of the rhizosphere. Components in root exudates assist plants in accessing nutrients by acidifying or changing the redox. Dude, once they said redox conditions, I was out. And I typed it in the chat GPT. I said, please rewrite this so 11th graders can understand it.
Is that us?
Yeah. I figured 11th graders. Like, isn't the most people on like an 8th grade reading level?
I'm taking it as a compliment.
Yeah, you should, man. When plants don't get enough nutrients, they change the shape of their roots and work with tiny living organisms to adjust to chemical mix in the surrounding soil. They release substances from the roots that help them get nutrients by either making the soil more acidic, changing its oxidation state, or directly grabbing the nutrient. These substances can break down hard to dissolve minerals of free nutrients or free nutrients stuck in clay or organic matters in the soil. This way, the nutrients get released into the soil where the plant can absorb them. The nutrients that plants usually need most are nitrogen and phosphorus. Dude, for a computer, not bad, right?
Yeah, I'm just kind of torn on that. Part of me is like, I know some people kind of want to judge or hate, be like, man, why are you just chat GPT in it, dude? But isn't it the same? It's basically almost the same as taking all the other time to Google it around yourself and copy this or this or put these different sources together. Kind of does it faster for you.
What it did was I Googled and I found a trusted source. And then I said, all right, man, let me try. This is so crazy with exudates and acidifying or redox conditions. And I was like, man, let me try to explain this simply to the crew. And sure enough, ChatGPT was a really valuable tool in helping me do that. I knew what I wanted to say. I just wanted to say it a lot simpler. So I could have done it myself. Would have taken probably a couple hours. But I use this tool, man. Are you mad at me?
No, but just as let's say you're an educator at whatever level, maybe you're 11th grade teacher, maybe you're a college professor. How do you, you know, back in the day, this would be like the ultimate cheating tool. Like,
yeah. Paper.
Sweet. Yeah. And I'm sure people now do as well, but you just have to really, really think it. But this isn't that tech show. This is a grow show. So I dig, man. I love, again, how those things all work together. I did want to mention when we're talking earlier about not checking your pH, know your starting points. I mean, I know off my tap, my well is right around 7. I think most municipalities try to hit a neutral zone. And after that, if you know you're good, you're not going to need to do. I've been on 3 different water sources at 3 different houses using recharges, my microbes, and not using a pH pen, and just totally good. It was just annoying before, like I said earlier, having to maintain it, buy it. A nice pen can be like $80 and probably store it and all that jazz. It's not solid state either, like Maestro says.
No, man, no. They are not reliable like the post says, man.
Yes.
Man, I think this is the time when I'm supposed to take my real grower shout out. But I think that whole segment was a shout out to Soil Microbes. So Real Growers is my blend of soil microbes. It's bacteria and fungi because they both work or thrive at different pH ranges. I use kelp as a biostimulant along with humic and fulvic acids, which lessen the amount of energy it takes to get those nutrients into the plant. And get them all hopped up with sugar, man, with molasses, a little food to get them going. It's Real Growers Recharge. And it works great, man. Go over to realgrowers.com and try some.
That's pretty good. I'd probably be sold. Grows great tomatoes and peppers as well.
Hey, I just planted my greenhouse this weekend, man.
Nice.
Did you plant any penis peppers? I've still been wanting somebody to plant some of those just so we can have some, you know, we're pretty much like adult kids on the show.
Yeah, all right. I think they're called Peter peppers, maybe. You are so getting. Oh, Jesus. There goes the age gaming, sir.
Peter Piper picked a pair of peckers.
What do you do when you make that one? That's, you go, oh, that's a keeper. Oh, yeah.
Red Rocket Party.
You hijacked my Real Growers commercial, man. Oh, man. So, hey, pH modification. Certain microbes can alter the local pH of soil around plant roots. For instance, bacteria and fungi often excrete organic acid as metabolic byproducts, which can acidify the surrounding soil. This local change in pH can increase the solubility of certain nutrients that are otherwise less available at the original soil pH. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I want to learn about the Cidio4.
The who?
the chelation and compost, I'll just take it for a second here because this is good stuff. Some soil microbes produce compounds known as cidiophores, which bind tightly to micronutrients like iron and manganese. It's interesting how specific. It actually sounds like you have a certain species of a microbe, a cidiophore, which is going to make iron and manganese specifically more available than other stuff. Like how it works like that is dope.
Anytime you say manganese, I can't help but think of Caddyshack. Bill Murray, going to be assistant greenskeeper, like manganese. It was on. It was on, man. I watched Caddyshack this weekend, man. Still holds up, sir. Not good stuff, though, man. Yeah, there's root exudates that come out. I could go on forever, man. I tell you what, man. I think we made our case that microbes are absolutely amazing. I don't like people growing in deep water culture because I try to encourage people having success. Team up with microbes if you want to have success growing. It makes it really easy to do.
A book?
It is, yeah. Yeah, Jeff Lowenfeld's.
That'd be hilarious. My new book, Team Up with Microbes. You know, completely different.
We're all across the board. I used to think just as from a grower's perspective here, oh, I got to be like an organic grower, living soil to use microbes. You can use microbes with straight cocoa. You can inoculate rock wool blocks with microbes. You can use microbes in peat. You can use microbes with synthetic nutrients and organic nutrients or a mix of all of it. As long as you got a good home for them to go and food for them, which is, like you said, already in the recharge, you'll up your grow game for sure.
There's microbes colonizing Chernobyl. They're not sensitive, man. Okay. Nature fills a vacuum, though.
And they are completely, you are occupied, probably. Maybe, I think most people always have gut microbes, good or bad.
Oh, yeah. And they control you. That is a whole cool rabbit hole to go down, man. Yes.
There are way more microbes than human beings on Earth. Just because they're small, not mean they're not smarter. I think, again, this is dude's conspiracy theory. Are they not just controlling us? Are we not just a vessel for the microbes? You know, right when we die, there's already microbes in place to decompose us for those microbes. So they're aliens that are controlling us.
Yes. Right? Yes, I agree. Oh. Yeah. I agree. And there's more microbes in like a teaspoon of soil than there are people on Earth or stars in the sky. It's crazy.
And we know less, I believe, factually, like scientists would say, about probably the microbes that are on Earth than like the stars in the sky.
True. True. We just discovered electricity like my great grandfather's time, you know? They invented cars back then, you know? You know what I mean?
And you guys see the Northern Lights this past weekend? Kind of blew my mind. I was
unbelievable. No, I didn't. I was watching Fish at the Sphere inside on cable, but I heard it was unbelievable.
Dude, where I saw it just quickly, there was like a, I don't know what I call it, because I've never seen anything like this before, but almost like an orifice where these rays were starting from and coming down. And we were on a lake camping, which was great, unplanned, actually. But anyway, some dude's like, it kind of looks like a black hole or something. I'm like, what's happening? It's just never seen anything in the sky like it. And it was like, dude, I just feel small and insignificant right now.
Aren't black holes black and invisible, man?
Yes.
I don't know. You know,
what looks like a black hole, man?
Well, around the accretion disks, matter accumulates and heats up. And that's how you see it. So,
dude, put that in the chat GPT and tell me what he said, like on an 11th grade level, please.
The accretion disk outside the event horizon.
Oh, that's cool.
The DGC producers, man. Got some new guys coming on. Checking it out, guys. DudeGrows.com/realDGC. And we're working on something too here behind the scenes. We haven't announced a little something more special, man. We got the Real DGC app coming, right?
RealDGC.com, not coming. RealDGC, everything now, the websites, nobody goes to them now. ChatGPT, nobody goes to websites anymore. It gives your answer right away, or Google gives your answer right away. So we're changing things up a little bit as to where Banner was cool enough. He made us a new website, RealDGC.com, and then he made us an app that goes with it. So if you'd rather just have access on the app, you put it on your phone, It's almost like a Facebook type of thing, just for us. We get to put whatever we want on there. Out,
way more functionality. Another thing, guys, was we were hitting some, not to gramble too long, a little bit of limiting functionality with what we want to do on Patreon.
Yeah.
So there'll be some changes coming soon, and it's going to be a lot more fun for everybody to hang out. A lot more community-based discussions in rooms, buy and sell.
It's all happening now, man, by the way. You're saying coming soon. Please go over there and check it out. Core DGC was invited about a week ago, but I guess this is like we had a soft release. Is this the hard release?
Yeah.
The real release?
Yeah. And we know you can go. Sorry, I was just going to say YouTube's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
So this is our way of trying to like stay alive. Remember they deleted Dude Grows Show? It's going to get bad. So this is the intermediate step to make sure that we get to the next level without getting deleted.
I'll tell you the real catalyst was that when I go to dudegrows.com, what I'm mostly interested in is the conversation around the comments. You know, so what, you know, there's a post and then the comments. Man, when I go over to realdgc.com, there's a ton of posts and a ton of comments. It's what I go there for. So it's pretty cool.
I show my nipples, too, behind it.
That's the members only.
Get it from the app store. The in-app experience is probably your coolest experience. Search Real DGC, guys. Producer shout-outs. Let me hit some up. Some new guys came in, so I'm hitting up. And gal, double espresso and double dab, Scott.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Yes.
Love that name. Blue Collar 85, hard at work, man. You know what? I guess blue collar, what is it? Factory specific or just you're just a hard working?
Yeah. Man. No, it just means you get up and go to work.
Changing oil.
Yeah. You know. Like the servicemen wear the blue collar and then like the stockbrokers wear the white collar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't forget.
You want the next one?
Oh, yeah. I want Billy Boblet.
It's a small Billy Bob.
That's a little Billy Boblet there. I like it. I like it. Hey, you know what, man? I really quick shout out to Noah from Do You Right Genetics? He had sent me some pictures. He's like, dude, are you seeing this? And it was the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. And it was unbelievable. Unfortunately, we couldn't see it where I was at. But some of those pictures were really, it was amazing. So thank you for including me on that, man.
I'll give it up to Travis Rebel and Viking Queen of the Green.
Okay. I want to party with her. Yeah.
Come on.
If it's a Viking Queen, is it okay to assume gender at that point? It's 2024.
Either way, hit me up, Viking Queen.
I don't want to hurt anybody. Ward.
Being hard on the beer.
It's so hard not to say that, isn't it?
Boy, being awfully hard on the Smokey Bear.
Smokey Bear smokes too.
What?
What does that mean? Smokey like Bears are cops, man.
Smokey Bear smokes too.
No, wow. Smokey Bear's like the safety bear guy, you know, but in forest fires. Smokey the Bear, but he smokes too.
What is it? Grambo.
This is
Smokey and the Bandit, sir. Smokey and the Bandit.
Let's say, are you using trucker lingo?
Grambo, you were too young to have Leave It to Beaver on in the afternoons, weren't you?
Nah, but I know of it.
Jesus, that's how old I am. They had black and white TV on in the afternoon.
Perfect. Thank you, DDC producers. We're going to have more for you. And we do have some now. I don't want to say like. Wow. Real DDC in the App Store, guys. Check it out. Let's
get
the Fall Prohibition Market Reports. I have one about Minnesota, but I see here you actually got
you. Go ahead. Just a quick piece of conversation. Dude, I set up my grow to have three plants coming down every 3 weeks. I have, you know, perpetual harvest. I've got three rows of three plants, 9 week flowering section, 9 week flowering time period. So what am I going to do with a plant, a big plant coming out every week? Can't smoke that much, Wade. I mean, the volcano is pretty inefficient, but I can't smoke that much. And I'm not dealing weed, man. You know, well, those days are over, sir. So wax, right? Making wax. No, but making live rosin. I've got a freaking freeze dryer. Guru convinced me to buy a freeze dryer. All right. Mm. I think me and Kenny are going to start hanging out. We watch UFC every couple of weeks, man. Then we're going to watch UFC and make live rosin. So I got to figure that out. Maestro said it would help me.
That's the only bummer is when you see your giant harvest get condensed down to this little jar.
But now that's saving me problems, man.
Exactly.
I'm on the same bucket I was. No, I actually have a new bucket. Wow, I have a new bucket. Oh. This is one that I just haven't even trimmed it. That's how I'm just getting soft, man. I'm not even trimming.
No, that's the next level of hardcore. Like, when you stop trimming, just, that's gangster.
And you cut it off the stem, damn it.
Quickly, you guys are good at making live rods, and you're getting good at it, which means you are taking...
No, no, we suck at it, man. We're going to learn. We want to get good at
hot
it.
Hot rod.
We're trying to make friends.
Yes.
You need a freezer, right? That's part of the process there. I don't want to get fully into it, but if you're making live rods, you got to frozen fresh shit and then press it kind of deal, I believe.
Yeah,
you should see Tripp's freezer, man. All right? Tripp's got a freezer, all right?
No.
Can hold a half of a cow.
To get a walk-in freezer. That's good. Nice. That is, I hope you do get good at it. You got the equipment. I'm going to take it to a good news story because in Minnesota, BCA expunges, this is out of Fox 9, BCA expunges 57,000 cannabis conviction records. State of Minnesota has sealed, meaning nobody can see these anymore, down to the local law enforcement level. If you're trying to get a job, you're trying to get a
teacher,
you're trying to go ahead.
Hang on. Expunged and sealed are different, man. I don't know why my brother Tripp, I just helped him out with his shit, so I know this. Expunged means pulled from the record. Sealed means that they can't see it.
Well, they're using both wording in this article, apparently. Saying for when people are trying to get either a licensed job like nursing, law enforcement, teachers, where they do further background checks, at least now they can do that, which I've known a few people. Simple possession is preventing them from doing something they might be passionate about, which is, you know, not cool. So they're going to be, go ahead.
Oh, there was a comment about, remember we were asking if mailmen can smoke weed or mail carriers can smoke weed. They were saying after the pandemic, anyone can be a mail carrier now. They're like, yep, smoke weed, do what you want, man. Try not to smoke it on the job. But like they said, they can't find anybody to work, man.
So they're still have a lot of people that are on the felony level. They're creating, they said they're trying to do this as quick as possible to review case by case. Some of the simple ones, I'm sure. Oh, look, Johnny was caught at 18 with a nug, and he's got this on his record. Easy to get rid of. But some of the felony conventions, I guess, they're looking into to see what levels will be able to forgive, which probably a lot of them, I hope. There's got to be at least half of them.
Nice guy Kenny will never be employable. No?
Probably.
No.
Well,
no.
But he'll always have a job with real growers.
Either that or a grow. It's like a freaking resume for his grow, isn't it, man?
To be fair, I don't think any of us are all that employable.
No. You know? That's why I do this, man. That's why.
Right before working with you guys, a guy that works for George Lucas ILM, he's like, dude, you should like hit me up. And then he Instagrammed me. He's like, maybe not. I got a lot of
good points. I'm glad. Nice guy. I'm glad you're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
It's like Kenny's got an entrepreneur friend that will.
Yeah. His lawyer told him last time, he goes, you can't do this again, man.
Check out Kenny on Border Wars.
I can't do this again.
Check out Kenny on Border Wars. Yes. All right.
True story.
Guys, comment, share the show, and please subscribe.
Yeah,
definitely helps as YouTube content creators, man. We love to let you guys know when we have a new show going out. Helps us get into the algorithm, maybe. We don't really know at this point, but you can give us a subscribe, leave us some comments. We feature them in the show and share the show.
Yeah.
Man, what do you mean screws up the algorithm? We get age gated for just about, I don't know, definitely a third of what we do every live, maybe half of what we do. It hides us. Instead of it saying, hey, man, these guys worked hard doing a new show, it hides us, man. That's why I'm so excited about real DGC. There. I got to get used to saying it, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so excited, man. I forgot.
Just can't hide it.
Forgot the words.
You can also come on out, guys. Cannabis events. As far as cannabis events go, there's one big one coming up. It's the DGC Cup, DGCCup.com. June 1st, guys, a couple weeks away here, right out of Fort Collins, Colorado. We have it on a quaint little hobby farm. We have over 75 strains entered for anybody that attends this event to come smoke on and judge. We get a nice DGC lighter and one hitter at the door. We got bud tenders hired up. We got a food truck. We got over 30 vendors, genetics, clones, maybe some fungi, this and that. It's fun. I'm not going to call it a Wild West party, but half.
Yeah. Ain't nothing quaint about it, man. Let's get that straight, man.
So come and hit it, guys. DGCCup.com. Let's check out these comments here that we got.
Hey, can I give a fall prohibition report from my mother-in-law? Last night we're hanging out. It's Mother's Day. And she goes, I really want to use that volcano. Like before, between like dinner and dessert. Yeah, that's pretty good, dude. I mean, on a scale from 1 to 10, as far as stoners go, she's at least a 9 now, man. You know, she's fully converted.
Start off the comments, dude. You pick these two, right?
Yes. Hang on. What do we got here, man? Hang on. I'm out of shape here, dude.
Soup.
Oh,
chime in.
Yeah, dude. It just, first off, Soup is awesome. DGC does a great job with the 420 happy hour. I love hanging out on that thing now, yeah, man.
Every Friday.
Yes. 420 Pacific time.
Pacific.
Anyway, dude, Soup put this post up. Hey, DGC, your buddy Soup here, hoping to help you take some pictures. Yeah. Better pictures. Yeah. I got a lot of great Christmas gifts this year. Nice, Soup. But one of my favorites has been the OK smartphone lens for $25 on Amazon. There's a link to it right there. Yeah. That thing's pretty cool. Let's scroll down. He shows some of the pictures that he's taken with it.
Yeah.
$25, man, taking macro shots like that.
Beautiful.
That means close up, by the way, Grimbo. Nice.
Like, we can show flower. You don't need to, like, I'll take a picture of this type of flower.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll see. Flower.
We'll see.
Scroll down a little quicker, Grimbo. Let's get to the keep going down. Yeah. Like, that's a cool shot there.
Ooh, that is.
Identifying
your
those
calyxes are beautiful.
Figuring out those male plants, eh?
These are good stuff, man. Thanks for the tip, Soup. It is hard. Sometimes people struggle, and it might depend on what version of device you have, Scotty. You don't have the latest and greatest. Like, how many screens are on your camera? Like, 6 lenses?
Yeah. But even with that, that can be confusing. Yeah. People often, like, give me the big, oh, you take such awesome pictures of Bud. And I go, just use wacky lenses, man. So that's really an awesome tip. A lot of photographers don't let their secrets out. So shout out to Soup for actually giving good intel.
Yes, you.
Oh, I got another comment.
Yes, sir.
This is DGC. DGC in Canada. What's up, O Cannabis613? How you doing, buddy? He texted me the other day. We're just chatting, and he's like, "Dude, I think I got perp burnout, man." Like, perp burnout. I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Dude, perpetual." He's like, "I got a busy day job. Listening to the show." He's like, "I got like I think 3 tents dialed in, chugging along, and I have too much weed, and it's kind of burning me out."
So, see what I'm talking about, man?
It's a giving plant for sure, guys. I mean, some people can get away with just a couple harvests and 1 tent a year, and you're good to go. So when I know Scotty loves to preach perpetual on the show, not a growth style you have to do. You could chill out a little bit more and slow it down if you want to.
Yeah, but perpetual. It is important to keep veg plants, so I think having a separate veg and flower is important, because how else are you going to keep strains? Even if you just have two by four tents or something like that,
I would be so happy just popping like packs of good fems. There's so many good breeders, good seeds out there. I know, you know, some people want that keeper. I like a little adventure in life. I'm not doing that grow style right now, but I think that's great, man. Try
this is where variety,
packs of fems.
If we were on the Jerry Springer show, I'd throw a chair right now. Fresh seeds every time. Are you nuts, man?
I go, Scotty.
Oh, you got to learn how to grow your strains. And then you're going to find one that's a caper. And you're going to be like, dude, what do I do with this? And even if you clone Solo Cup to clone, and then you grow it in a 3-gal, and then you clone it again and put it in a Solo Cup and stall it out that way and keep your strains alive that way. A 2x4 tent with a shelving, you know, a shelf rack in it, some low profile lights. It's all you need, man. And you can have a beautiful, I think I got 6 different strains out there, and I basically have a 2x4. I think mine's 2x6, my veg is, but I don't use all that area.
And unless, of course, you're, you know, like some of those persons that doesn't like roll through a stop sign ever because they follow the rules so much and you're watching a plant count.
Yeah.
You know, so you could be that could be an issue too.
Don't we have a comment from What's a Plant Count? It's a DGC name.
Loved it. Hey, let me take it to the next growth comment. This is on 8-24 hour veg debates.
Yeah. Remember we were talking about this?
Yeah, you were keeping your clone lights on 24, and we weren't liking on that on the panel show, I think. This is Eli in the Wolverine state.
I think it's I agree with Eli, Scotty. Right? There's two eyes, Eli in. Huh. Eli in the Wolverine state.
Yes, there we go. Thanks, Drembo. I agree with Scotty. 24
Not mic drop. Light. Right there. Right there. Mic drop, man.
We're running.
I agree with Scotty. Next. No, just kidding. Go.
24 hours of light slows vegetative growth. Roots grow day and night. Vegetation grows more when the lights are off. While it might seem counterintuitive, most of the cell division in cannabis plants occurs during the night. The energy produced during the day through photosynthesis is stored and then utilized for growth when darkness falls.
Thank you.
Running 24/7 seems to off-balance plants, meaning more root growth. Plants are always trying to balance roots and vegetation. While in greenhouses, it seems to be more vegetative growth than root growth. More roots than vegetative growth means more plants. Well, it means plant grows great. More vegetative growth than roots means plants don't grow big. Interesting. So he's saying with the lights on 24/7, you're going to imbalance roots to vegetative growth.
I don't know. What a great comment, right? What's the best explanation or theory of what's going on between day and night that I've heard? And that includes ChatGPT, man.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
I'm giving it science, not theory. This theory, because theory isn't science. You have to put it through its own process, right?
Yeah, you come up with that theory, and then a scientific method either proves or disproves your theory.
Anyone that's ever done weightlifting knows the power of sleep. It rebuilds all your set. You're actually breaking stuff down while you're working out, and then when you sleep, builds you all back up.
Why is Ellie agreeing with you? I thought you were 24 hour on in the phone room.
Yeah, but you're right. And I was kind of happy with that one too. He understands me. No, because I'm changing it. I realized the error of my ways after our conversation and decided that it would be better to go 18 hours. That's why he agrees with me.
You're a very modern, adaptable person. You realize the error of your ways and are willing to change.
God, you make a joke about that, but it is a serious thing that everyone should take a look at themselves. And I have an advantage because I started out really dumb.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, this is about adding CO2. I can take this one. No puffs, too tough. We dive at 5.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Yeah, it is.
No puff, too tough.
We dive at 5. Dude, you were a diver, right? Swimmer, diver. Yeah, I know you were a swimmer, right?
I mean, shouldn't everybody be a swimmer? Yeah, I was.
I thought you were at school and stuff like that. I thought you were on the teams, you know? I thought you were
a speedo. Yeah, I played water polo back in the day.
Water polo. That's it. That
makes you all swimmer.
All right. I've done many crops without CO2 and relied on good nutrients and kick-ass genetics. Pounds out of my 4x4 of heavy, dense buds. That's just right there, man. Pounds out of a 4x4 is pretty cool, right?
Not bad.
But I've been using the Exhale CO2 bags in my sealed 4x4 tent, and the damn thing works. Not sufficient for anything other than smaller tents, and the tent should be zipped up most or all the time, but they work. It's worth the $50 or $60, and you can easily get 2 runs out of each sack. Man, I've been talking CO2 a lot, and I've heard that those bags only work in a very small area. That is great feedback, man. Thank you for that.
Would like the proof you measure the CO2 in your environment, because that's the only way your comment is legitimate. And I'm not saying it's not. I have used those Exhale bags before. You're right, in a small ass environment, like you got to be 4x4 or smaller, and probably a couple of them at least in 4x4 to bring up your ppm. I'm going to say 250 300, which is great to be up. That'll put you around 700.
Yeah,
I'm over average. So, but the problem here is if he's like, okay, you basically want it zipped up and you're not venting it at all, then what about, you're going to have to vent probably for humidity eventually. Maybe not, depends on the size of your plants, time of year, but sometimes you do have to invent, or just environmental. It's getting too hot, it's getting too humid.
Yes.
We do got to do a cycle.
Agreed.
But they're still worth, I'm not saying that makes those Exhale bags not worth it. If you're cycling, let's say every 10 minutes for your fan kicks on for 4 or whatever, fresh air. But interesting. I should get another one and put it in my tent and just leave. Because I got a meter, CO2 meter in my tent. Of course. Dude, gross, right?
What do you think?
Go ahead.
What do you think about just getting a tank and regulator cost? I was just talking, shout out to Cortez the Conqueror. He's just adding CO2. I think he said he found someplace, $25, that fills up kegerators. You know, so it's, you know, it's a $50, I think, deposit for the tank, might be $100 deposit for the tank, and then 25 to maybe $30 every time you go get a refill. And a 4x4 tent, that would last forever. And you could jack it up to, you know, 1,000 PPM, rather. If you opened it, you didn't have to worry about losing all the efficiency. But I haven't used one of these. I'm only telling you what I've used.
I think it's, yeah, it's just the what's available to you. Like, I was just looking on whatever on the web. Exhale bag averages about $40. And if that's going to last you two runs, that's pretty easy peasy. Versus depending on where, I think that's the biggest block for some people with the CO2 tanks is where they're going to refill them, which you can at a welding supply place, I'm not sure where else, grow stores sometimes. But yeah, that can be a hiccup. Or they don't, maybe even physically too, man. Those things, those 20 pounders, heavy and full, are, you know,
they are heavy.
Yeah, depending.
Yeah, so they don't weigh 20 pounds. They weigh 20 pounds more when they put the CO2 in them.
Cool. Got some more comments. I'm going to reach our those list, though, before we continue on. dudegrows.com/pros, guys. It's a great place to go for seeds, DDC vetted gear, some IPM. Shout out to Lost Coast Plant Therapy. They're going to be at the DDC Cup. Coupon code DUDE with them will save you 20%. AC Infinity, HLG, guys, go to dudegrows.com/pros. Use the coupon code, save money for your grow. And again, DGC vetting gear. I know all the cats behind these come. New Mill, what's up, Jaron? And yeah, we just choose to work with a fine few people in the community, and it's been great.
Yeah. Hey, to get Jaron back on the show. He was in Africa, and then I called him up this week and asked him a question, and he was in California.
Yeah. After coming back from the Ozarks, yeah. Launching cameras, really? There. Yeah.
Like, where do you live?
And then he was in Spanibus the week before that.
He's a rambling man.
And he's got a family. I might be the most jealous of Jaron's life. I always tell him, like, you get people love you and you travel? Not fair.
Oh, traveling sucks, man. I mean, it's all right. You're doing a little traveling. Traveling like that is rough, man. All you want to do is go back and hang out with your family.
I guess.
Yeah, back when I was on tour with the Steve Miller Band.
Don't tell me about it. Scotty and his home videos.
When again. Me and Skinner were on tour, man.
Leonard?
Could be. Ooh. Who is Leonard Skinner?
Is their gym teacher.
Damn, you're all right. You're pretty good.
You got a comment from Delta Kilo Exotic. Nice.
Yeah.
He goes, man. Anyone actually watch and observe their plants? I can look at mine and know they will need water tomorrow. People need to learn how to read their plants instead of following someone's recipe. Every grow is different. Experiment with your setup and strains and figure out what works for you. I totally agree with this comment.
Yep, every one of these is a mic drop, Grimbo. Okay?
We're running out of mics.
I need my sound effect. Nah, this was cool. I know, kind of a coincidence. I was just listening to a book last night, and I was like, I think it's called The Reality Bubble. I don't know, it was a good book, or it's a good book. It talked about time, and it was talking about Linnaeus's flower clock. And this is the guy that did like the genus and species, talked about, you know, he was the one that responsible for actually naming and classifying plants. And he had a clock that was just, he would, or the way he could tell time was according to flowers, the times of day that flowers would open and close.
This was the mid 1700s. He was developing this.
Well, dude, they didn't have like pocket watches till like, I think, World War I or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, it wasn't mainstreamed. They were like for super rich people. Like, that's why you had the factory whistle.
Yeah.
You know, sure. And people didn't own clocks.
Yeah.
Think about the weather. Like, I look at the weather on the daily because I obviously it affects, if I'm going to go mountain bike and I got to know what it's going to do. And you could know, oh, by this time, it's probably going to rain. Oh, actually, you would be in Fort Collins, Colorado. You're like, oh, it's good to know tomorrow it's going to be 56 degrees colder than today. Like, without the weather forecast, planning must have been such a pain in the ass in life.
Yeah. Like, now I can just call New Zealand to be like, hey, what's it going to be like in 23 hours? Thank you very much. Thank you. They were talking about these people that flew from New Zealand to Hawaii. And they lost the day. Like, they had to go through the same day twice.
Yeah.
Because of the date. Yes.
Trip. All right. Cool. Thanks for the Delta Kilo Exotics.
Yeah.
Comment. This is neat. You can take this last one, too, because I don't know what it is. You know what the most important time in your grow is when you get that harvest down? You want to protect that stash, man. Boost
Integra Boost, integra-products.com. Boost has the two-way humidification control. You're not going to get it too wet. It's not going to get too dry. And they have an indicator card to let you know that the Boost packs are still working for you. So protect your harvest, whether it's just a couple grams, carrying around in your eighth all the way up to 7 pounds with their 420-gram pack. Integra-products.com. We'll hook you up. Coupon code DUDE. And don't forget, their Boost sticks are out. Check out their Boost sticks for pre-rolls, man. It's a great little humidification stick that'll slide right in with your pre-roll container. Super great way to keep them fresh. Integra-products.com. Coupon code DUDE.
All right, man. Normally, I put a little context so we can know what we're talking about. Hey, this one's going to be about CO2. This one in front of it, I says, no idea the context, but it's by Lethal 2453. And all I know is they seem a bit angry. All right. No, I'm sick of being a husband to a tank of water. A hybrid, right? A hybrid organic in a tent is the same as having a veggie garden. They're all mic drops, Grambo. They're all mic drops. I don't know what that means, man.
Organic.
I mean, but he took time to write that, right? And then was like, I'm going to publish that.
I get what he means, but it sounds like a fast way to get divorced. I'm tired of being married to a tank of water.
Somebody's angry, man. Somebody's
angry. Madeline, you are a tank of water.
You never know.
Oh. And I want a divorce. Right,
while we're having fun, I picked this next one pretty much first off just for getting the pictures going. This is titled Indianapolis, the marijuana church. Learn about First Church of Cannabis and how it started and how to join.
Is this picture related? It's a guy with a peacock and a goat that looks like Doc Brown.
Marty.
He is leading the First Church of Cannabis in Indianapolis. I mean, he's been doing this since 2015. Although it does say in the article that they can't smoke at church, but I don't believe them. I think they're lying.
That seems to be a theme with churches of cannabis. You can't smoke there.
Really?
Well, because it's Clean Air Act during the day, you know?
Bring it down. There's a few more pictures we should just take a look.
It can't be better than that one.
Marty Wanna.
That is...
No.
Instead of Doc Brown, I was calling him Doc Green.
Not bad. No, Grambo.
There's a little slideshow. Scroll down a little bit, Grambo. Yes. Yeah, keep going here.
Oh my God. Is he AI? What's happening?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, check somebody out, dude. He's just cool.
Dude, that is. Is it Rick or Morty? I've never seen the show, but it's one of
those.
That's
Rick.
Two.
Yeah.
That's Rick.
This is Rick.
Yeah, I like. Is he a lizard? Did he turn into a lizard there?
I like the. He is turning into a lizard.
Oh.
Scott, I don't know how this keeps coming up.
Oh.
Wow. So it's cool what they're doing. I get what they're doing there. To get the church. What is the church called in Denver?
Just the International Church of Cannabis.
Like it.
Look, he's getting dates too. This guy's doing good.
Not bad, man.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
We should get him on the show.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's pretty cool, man. There's
the deity doesn't. Rule number one, don't be an asshole.
Yes. Yes.
We can all get behind the church of
treat your body as a temple, bro.
Yeah.
Next news story is Minnesota Constitution. A lot going on in Minnesota. Minnesota Constitution gives marijuana growers the right to sell what they produce without a license for lawsuit claims.
That would be sweet.
Are we moving to Minnesota now? Is that what's going on?
There are four residents in Minnesota who grow small amounts of cannabis at home, which is legal under the new law, are suing the State of Office of Cannabis Management, or OCM, saying they should be able to sell it under provision in the state's constitution. So what is this? Article 13, Section 7 of the Constitution of that Minnesota state challenges the state's authority to prevent the sale of cannabis by the farmer who grows it. And here's a quote. Here's what's in that Constitution. No license. There is no license required to peddle. Any person may sell or peddle products of the farm or garden occupied and cultivated by him without obtaining a license therefore. It's like one of those old school ones that's still on the books.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you want to sell veggies out, you know, that you grew out front. You don't need a license for it.
This came from back in the day. Some dude was trying to sling some watermelon and they were messing with them. So that then they put this in. But I like the points. The plaintiffs are stating in the lawsuit, the cost of growing at home is significant. The costs include equipment for proper cultivation, as well as additional expenses in order to be statutorily compliant and cultivate his medicine within his home. Interesting. So he's like, man, I got to buy a lock for my door now. All right. I got to pay for that.
Right. Nah, you should be able to. But also there's the don't get caught kind of thing. If you're just slinging a couple sacks to your neighbors, you'd have to really piss somebody off to get the police involved.
That's where it's almost like you guys probably would have been better off just chilling out and doing your own thing. Now you brought attention to yourselves.
Right.
Well, anyway, that's pretty cool, though. I like it. I like
it. It was very cool.
All right. I picked out some social media today. You guys have it before we have some fun. Please hit that subscribe button and share the show and give some comments to check out for the next show. Check out our live show we just did last Monday on IPM and Garden.
Last Monday.
You said last Monday. It was money, man.
Monday with money. Money Mondays.
And go to realddc.com or go realddc within the Android or App Store. Never thought I'd say that. Yeah, remember back in the day, like when apps were getting really hot, they're like, dude, if you want an app, it's going to be like 100K.
Oh, yeah.
That's like what I'd hear.
Still is if you don't know the right people.
It is true. We should shout out to Banner. Banner did this for us, and man, he's just part of the team. He just wants the DGC to be better and puts a lot of extra time into it, man. So big ups to you, brother.
Yeah.
Right. So this was sent in. Actually, I think this was sent in from Noah from Do You Right. Can you play this, Grambo? This is the what you do when you check into a hotel. You're going to need audio on it.
I thought this was one-eyed cat for a second.
Shut up.
I think actually I got it from him as well. But when you're checking into a hotel, he says this is going to be your play.
Yeah, I just checked in room 420 and our room smells like weed.
That is so smart.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't mind the smell. We just don't want to get charged.
Wow. My God.
All right. Thank you so much.
Might be the smartest thing I've ever seen a stoner do.
Next level. Yes.
Wow, it's my new hero.
Yeah, dude.
Sure, we should have done that for the Airbnb. That
wait, follow the Eyes of Herb Burner, man.
Eyes of Herb Burner.
Next one's just
Grambo Grows follows you. Oh, you got 139,000. You ain't hurting.
No,
nice. But he's got a backup. Everyone in the cannabis industry, get a backup because you're gonna need it.
Yes.
What's your field report, Grammar? You keep bringing me down today. You're like, it's going to get worse. So, did something happen?
Well, no, it's
an election. The election's coming. Yeah, stuff gets weird during election.
And then I've been listening to Neil talk more. He's very positive about the future of YouTube, but he doesn't like drugs and he thinks weed's a drug. Bums me out. So I just see it's like, oh, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
I was reading something about because Facebook just shows me ads about getting my own ketamine and Adderall subscriptions.
Right.
And I was like, what are the rules with this? And the problem is they don't really have firm rules. So every now and again, they get pulled in front of Congress when some congressman's kid gets hooked on Adderall from the internet. Mm. And so they're just kind of trying to figure all this stuff out. It's a bunch of lawyers just keeping each other informed. You're such a dick, Grandpa.
I know.
It is so hard to concentrate.
I don't know. It's the last
throbbing Peter Pepper, man.
If anybody can give me an info, maybe Canadian EDC. I see on Facebook also, there's just a straight on a regular scroll. Then there'll be a sponsored ad to an online dispensary that sells cannabis and psychedelic mushrooms in Canada. You can go right to the site. They're not hiding themselves. And that's not legal to do. And then you'll see like a news story like black market fueling sales. Really? I mean, of course. It seems like really a weird area, a weird time. That's why I want to start to be a Facebook dealer soon.
Yeah. Give it a whirl.
Next meme here. I don't know if this happened to you guys, man, but this is when you're out of weed and you find a nug on the floor, man. You just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, we can put that in the volcano and it only, it only take the good stuff out, man.
Dude, you've had bags come before from somebody that's like, they're like, they can grow good weed, but they like trim on the couch with like two huskies. And it's just like, dude,
oh, no.
Too much hair in here, buddy.
Dude, I had a bag and it was like trichomes mixed with vermiculite in the bottom corner of it.
I remember finding hay and find like animal fur and buds back in the 90s. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Larvae?
All right, listen, yeah. This next guy, I just took the challenge today to try and be as entertaining as Scotty. I'm just calling this guy Knife Man. Maybe this is when the power goes out. You get good at stuff like this. And if you'll notice, he's also wearing like a pair of flip-flops during the
session. Holy, that underhanded, that underhanded throw? Oh, man.
Wow.
I thought I could hang with him until the underhanded throw. I used to throw knives as a kid. I'm pretty good.
I can't even hit it in bounds in pickleball. Jeez.
Threw it right in his dome. What's dude's algorithm?
Yeah, what do you watch?
What is dude's algorithm? I thought I was tripped out by Scotty's. Dude's got knife dome.
Yeah.
This next one was just, would you guys do this, man? We're going to check out this swing drop here.
No, I can tell you already. I think
me and Scotty are on the same page.
Smoking weed in the car.
This better be AI. Oh my God, no.
No. What is the point of this again?
NASA's budget's really getting low.
Yeah. I'm going to freaking feel like I'm going to die. I'll smoke DMT, man.
Oh, shout out.
175-foot free fall, which then pendulums to swing right at the right time.
I'm sweating.
Don't get jerked.
This is,
and I don't know about you guys, but like, you probably haven't had it in a while. It's one thing I miss that I still like when you go cliff jumping at some potholes or a quarry. You know, I'll go up to like a 30, 35. That's about my cutoff now. But when you feel that stomach tickle and free fall, it's so good. It's like,
no, not even close.
They're going so fast.
Not even close.
Oh, now you got to go backwards.
Yeah. And now the thing breaks and you've got a split second to be like, what did I think was going to happen, man?
Oh, my golly.
You guys wouldn't do it? All right.
I'm scared.
Dude, I'm telling you, I got on this. They had like the Broward County Fair back in the day. And
that just sounds dangerous.
It was so, you know, where they bring like the trucks and assemble the roller coaster. And I remember just getting on the roller coaster, getting up there. And there's this guy just had this T-shirt and it said Zykon. His name was Zykon. And he did not look like he was qualified to assemble the roller coaster.
Oh, you mean his name tag says Zykon. Zykon.
Oh, yeah. My God. And I was just like, dude, I don't trust Zykon to assemble this roller coaster. I'd never been. I was more scared on that little roller coaster than I was on that thing, man. I would be.
Oh, love it, man. All right, guys, stay higher out there. Thanks for checking out the show, and peace out, man. We'll see you Saturday.
Good hanging, everybody. Grambo, dude, take it easy.